On the phone, we have the man at the centre of what I'll call VisiLeaks. Are you happy with that word, Jeremy Visser?
Oh, it'll do.
Tell us what sort of problem you've got with yourself and the ABC and what letter you got from the ABC.
So I got a letter from the ABC asking me to take down some software that I've written. I'd written the software a while ago, actually, back in August 2009. I first wrote this when I got my first laptop. This laptop wasn't very powerful. It could do most things that I needed it to do. In fact, it could do just about everything except watch videos on the iView website. And I found that rather odd because it could view similar quality videos just fine. So what I did was I found this program called RTMP Dump, and it was very, very complicated, but it was able to download videos off the iView website. And I started playing this, and it played fine on my laptop. And I thought, oh, that's good. But, you know, I thought I can do better than that. So I wrote a little program to automate that and have a nice little friendly interface. And now I can watch videos on my laptop. And
So the problem you were having was the fact that it was flash video that was having problems. It was taken up. It was hogging too much of your CPU, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right. So the iView website is based on Adobe Flash, which is a bit of a CPU hog. It doesn't work great on older computers or just smaller computers. And it also doesn't work offline. At the time, I was doing some study and I had some long train trips, and 3G wasn't very good back then, and it's still not very good now. Just wanted to kill some time and watch videos on the train. So using that program, I was able to do that. And I had lots of emails from other people that wanted to do exactly the same thing and really thanked me for the software.
This enabled you to watch the videos when you were offline as well, which is the problem the ABC has with you.
I don't think they have a problem as such with viewing videos offline. The problem they have is that the way the software works is that you download the video to your computer. And once it's on the computer, the cat's sort of out of the bag. You can do legitimate things with it, or you can do illegitimate things. You can just watch the video and then delete it, which should be perfectly fine. Or you could upload it to a pirate website, which would be breaking the law. So the problem they have is the software sort of enables you to do more things, and some of them are good, some of them are bad.
And what was the letter like you got from the ABC? Was the spelling all correct?
Well, the spelling, there was a minor spelling mistake. They misspelled ABC as ACB, but apart from that, it was fairly polite, well, as polite as lawyer letters go.
And what do you think will happen from now on?
I'm not too sure. I don't think that you'll ever stop people from downloading shows from iView. I mean, Python iView is not the only program that's able to do that. And not only that, but people could always write another program. I mean, if you add up all the hours that it took me to write the program, it wouldn't have taken me more than about a week.
And what's your message to the ABC?
My message to the ABC would be stop caving to the rights holders. You're only able to use iView on these certain platforms that Flash have chosen to support because Flash has restrictions on it, which allows you to prevent downloading. And that preventing of downloading is a direct result of pressure put on the ABC by their upstream rights holders.
If you could possibly have a message for the upstream rights holders, the people with the big bucks that are putting the DRM on people.
My main problem with them is that it's really last century's business model. Things have changed. People do want to be able to watch the videos when they want, where they want, but they will want to be able to do it legally if they can. Up until the point that I received the letter from the ABC, I thought that Python iView was perfectly legal because it's not really much different to using, say, a PVR like a TiVo or something, and just recording your shows and then just watching it a day later when you're next convenient for you.
So you're telling me, Jeremy, that you aren't single-handedly trying to bring down the entire moving industry?
No, I'm not sure what gave you that impression.
There I was, thinking that you are a one-man mission to destroy TV and television and media as we know it.
Oh, you've caught me out.
That's why we call it VisiLeaks.
Mm.
don't know if that's going to catch on, but that's a great piece of designing there. And you've come a cropper in the legal department, unfortunately.
I have. They've sort of bullied me into taking the software down. You know, I don't have the resources to fight this.
What is your next piece of non-controversial software you're going to work on?
So I'm always tinkering, and I'll let you know when I come up with something.
Now, Jeremy, isn't this a classic example of people who want to watch the things they like legally, that just want to keep it for their own use, being prevented from doing so, and the people who would like to pirate this stuff will just go ahead and do it anyway?
That's right. Taking Python iView down has inconvenienced a lot of people like me that use it for very cool things, like watching videos on their homebrew media centres.
Oh, and I've got to say, what was your favourite show to watch? What was you have to be a Doctor Who fan.
Definitely Doctor Who. But people that want to pirate Doctor Who, they won't be using an iView downloader because iView is comparatively low quality. I mean, the ABC themselves said when it first came out that it's only VHS quality. People will be using things like BitTorrent or other pirate websites, things like that, to pirate the software. Or even if they do want to pirate it from the iView website, they'll just spend an extra afternoon writing their own software to do the job, and it just makes it a whole lot more inconvenient for people like us that prefer free and open platforms.
To get the kind of picture of the kind of guy you are, Jeremy Visser, who's your favourite doctor?
Who's my favourite doctor? Oh, no.
I know, it's a big question. It's like Kirk or Picard. It's a hard one to answer.
It's really a tie between the latest three. I'd have to say David Tennant.
I know there's no right answer, but there's a lot of people out there going, yes, and a lot of people going, you can't be serious. And that's one of the great things about Doctor Who. Thank you, Jeremy. Thanks for your time, and keep us in the loop about what happens.
Thank you very much.